Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. And if you are a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that God blesses you richly, not only during our time together, but in every area that you have that is presented before the Lord, your needs. It is God's will for us to be strengthened in Him, to grow in Him. And as we delight ourselves in Him, He will give us the desires of our heart. But before we go into the Word today, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege we have of knowing You, of serving You. And Father, we thank You a day is coming when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lord, we thank You that every knee is going to bow. And Father, we bow our knees as it were in worship today, and we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for all that You have done to adopt us into the family of God. And Lord, we ask that Your anointing will be present in our lives to destroy every yoke. Let Your Word become alive to us. Cause our spirits to be aflame with the fire of the Holy Ghost, and let us yearn and desire to know You better. Grant our requests, Father, in terms of knowing You better. For as we seek You first and Your kingdom and Your righteousness, all these other things will be added to us. So, Father, we ask these things in our lives as well as for the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'm so glad you joined me. And as before we go into the Word, I was thinking of the importance of God's Word. And if you've followed this ministry for any length of time or other God-anointed ministries that are emphasizing the Word of God, we know the Word of God is supreme. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will never pass away. Praise God. And so the words that Jesus spoke, the words that are revealed in the Holy Bible, that God anointed holy men of old to write down the words that we have, hold in our hands today, they're living words. They're filled with the presence of God. And while it is extremely important we hear His Word and we obey the Word of the Lord, because as we find in the Old Testament, there are blessings to those who obey the Word of the Lord, and there are negative consequences to those who disregard the Word of the Lord. That is never God's will to see harm or suffering or injury come to us, but that is the result of sin. And throughout the entire Word, in the New Testament, we are exhorted to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, all of our might, and our neighbor as ourselves. And I always have to add, Jesus added a new commandment, you know, that we would love one another as He has loved us. He did that at the Last Supper. And so beyond obedience, which is so very important, honoring the Word of God, desiring to be pleasing before God, I think it will enhance our understanding and our walk in God if we would realize why God gave His Word. He desires more than anything fellowship and relationship with His creation, with man. God created man originally, Adam and Eve, for fellowship, and He walked with them in the cool of the day. It was a wonderful time of being together. There was no sin, there was no pain, there was no sorrow. It was a perfect condition until Adam and Eve, our first parents, sinned. And this is where God is taking His people. Whomsoever will can come and drink freely of the waters of life. And God is allowing, I believe, every human being to make a choice. As I frequently will say, you know, God sends no one to hell. Nuh-uh. We have that choice. We make the decision. He's giving an invitation. He's giving a dinner invitation. Come, come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And just like if you had someone you were inviting to your house repeatedly and they declined, they had excuses, they just didn't want to come. Well, all right, you're not going to force them. And so if anyone ends up where the devil is, that's because they didn't accept the invitation and there's no other place to go. And those are very negative consequences for eternity. But beloved, for those who will hear that knock on the door, the door of our hearts, Jesus is wanting to come in and sup with us. So what I want to be ministering on is, do you have your full portion? Are we really walking in the fullness of all that God has given us in His Word? And I don't care how long you've served the Lord. I've served the Lord for decades, but I know I feel as if I just only scratched the surface of what God has for His people. We are transformed. We are changed from glory to glory. We don't just arrive. Yes, there's a salvation experience. It does not have to be repeated. Once you're saved, you are saved. You don't have to go back to the altar repeatedly to get saved again. You may have to ask repentance for sin, but that's not the same as giving your heart to the Lord, acknowledging Him as King of the universe. So God is gracious. He gives us truth as we are able to receive it. But God wants to bless us. He wants us to understand His heart toward His creation. All right, I brought up Adam and Eve. What did God do? He gave them a perfect environment. Every single need was met, not just their physical needs for food, but for their emotional needs. He saw that Adam was not complete, not satisfied, not having a mate. I mean, he looked at all the animals, he named them, but there was none fit for him to have a relationship with. And God created Eve. He out of the rib of Adam, He created to be bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. And so God, His perfect intention was to see His children blessed, just like a good parent wants to see the children that they have, that they love so much, they want them to be blessed. And so let us look at a few passages in the Old Testament to hear God's heart as He spoke to Israel. And we, you know, Israel as well as the Gentiles are now one new man. We have been united in Jesus. And so the things that God spoke to Israel, He is speaking to us. Just as those words that Jesus spoke when He came, the new covenant that He made, that is also extended to his people. He came to His own and they received Him not. But there are, thank God, there are those who are recognizing that Jesus, He did come once, and He truly was and is their Messiah. And I'd like to share just a couple of verses out of Deuteronomy 26, 17 and 18. And this is a declaration. This is the Lord's speaking. Well, actually, it's Moses speaking, but the word of the Lord says, "Thou hast avowed the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes, and His commandments, and His ordinances, and to hearken to His voice," in other words, to be obedient. And verse 18, "the Lord hath avowed thee." It's a covenant relationship. It's a marriage, if you will. He frequently used that analogy throughout the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, we're the bride of Christ. Is that not right? "The Lord hath avowed thee this day to be His peculiar people, as He hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all His commandments." You know, we're a peculiar people, a people called out. And in verse 19, "What is His purpose? And to make thee high above all." Now, here's some of the phrases that God uses in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy 10, 11, 12, and 13. Well, let me start at 9. The Lord shall establish thee and a holy people unto himself. Just think of that. Hallelujah. As he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, your children, and in the fruit of thy cattle, your possessions, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land in which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. We have the promised land as well. Those are the promises of God in the new covenant. Verse 12, listen, and the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heavens to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And listen to this, not just in physical material needs. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou, again, the importance of obedience, if that thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Praise God. And then, going to the book of Nehemiah, I want you to hear God's heart. This is chapter 8, and I'll be briefly quoting just a few of the phrases. The people gathered together as one man. They were all on one accord into the street that was before the water gate. And they, this is the people now, spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. So he did that, and he brought it before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand and the ears of all the people that were attentive to the book of the law. Well, I'm kind of leaving you on a cliff. I'll have to just stop here. My time's going away, and we're going to pick up tomorrow right here, because it's beautiful what God is speaking to us through the pages of his word. I want you to know how very, very much God loves you, and his heart is to see you happy, to see you blessed. Yes, that you would serve him and do the things that will contribute to your blessing, and that is to obey him. It's not because he's sitting in the heaven with a big rod and they're going to hit you on the head if you don't do it. But he knows that obeying him will totally, perfectly satisfy every desire and longing in our heart. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And the announcer will give our contact information. Won't you write and share your prayer needs? I love you, my radio family, my partners, a prayer of you every day. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.